This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh, so glad you're with us. Welcome aboard. It's a very fun first broadcast of the brand new year. It is technically the first broadcast. Yeah, because it was Sunday into Monday last weekend. Okay. The holidays kind of drag sometimes. And if you don't go anywhere and you don't have anybody come over, which was our case this year, it can seem a little bizarre because you lose track of time. Literally, if you have the weather that we've had, where it's only been like 15 degrees below zero, at the heat of the day, you kind of lose track of the will to live actually. But we have we enjoyed having a good time, and I hope you were with us last week. We had our tribute to 2017, and we did a tribute to women because we had some great segments with some amazing ladies throughout the year. The great Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes, I mean, really one of the cornerstones of long form journalism, and we had people like Bree Payton and Kelsey Harkness from The Federalist, and Mary Catherine Hamm, and just a ton of people. And one of the women that I wanted to get into the mix from last year, because her segment with us was so good, and then we ended up not being able to do it because it wasn't the right length, is my guest tonight. In fact, I had temporarily promoted that she would be in that show, going so far as to putting out a thing on social media, and then we had to cut her, and so I personally reached out to her and apologized, and I didn't want her to feel badly about it. But she said she would be glad to come tonight, so I was happy to have her back. Georgie Borman is a senior contributor for TheFederalist.com. She is a woman of immense common sense, and she joins us from her secret bunker in Washington State tonight. Lady Georgie, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
When you sit down at the computer each week, you've got such a wide variety of things that you're able to talk about. I want to get into some of the things that drive you. One of the things we like to do in the Ladies' Lounge is get to know, like, the personal side of the ladies that contribute. So before we talk about your recent columns, all three of which that I want to cover tonight, net neutrality and Lewis Hamilton and the NFL, are all of immense interest to me. But I'm just curious. My listeners don't know that much about you. Tell us a little bit about what drives you on a week-in and week-out basis. What do you primarily see yourself as? How do you see yourself relating to the world around you? What are some of your things that, just really are your passions?
Right. Well, I'm a Christian person. I'm also a mother for my daughter, who's 15 months old. So the past year, essentially, that has more to do.
Yeah. Actually, Georgie, we're having a real trouble with your audio feed. So what we're going to need to do is probably, Nick, try reconnecting with her, because that's breaking up in and out rather significantly. I mean, to the degree that I can't understand what she's saying. So we'll give that another try here. So the concept, if you've never joined us, the Ladies' Lounge in the second hour is all about trying to get to know some of these voices that I don't necessarily see amplified everywhere else under the sun. In fact, I see a lot of places where I wish there were much greater amounts of common sense being promoted. And then every now and then, you run across one of those voices and you go, hey, this would be someone that I wish we could hear from a lot more often. Well, since I have radio shows and since I have the ability to have people on, I am on a regular basis able to speak to them and to give some analysis of who these people are. And so when I bring them to Saturday night, it's a lot of fun to have them with us and to be able to just, I don't know, give them a little bit longer form, conversation, and get to know a little bit more than just the 1,600 words that they've put out that week for the given publication that they write for or television network that they're part of, et cetera, et cetera. So, if you're just joining us, we're trying to reach back. Is Georgie with us now? I don't have a confirmation of that. We just had some sort of problem with her microphone. It was just very choppy. And I don't know if that was the internet on her end or our end or what, but I could not legibly make out what she was saying, and I just felt like it was important for us to be able to hear where she's coming from. And so we'll do that. By the way, we couldn't do this without great sponsors, and you may have heard me in the first hour tell you a little bit about what Landmark Capital is doing this year. But if you're just joining us, our tremendous financial partner, Landmark Capital, is giving away complimentary a $1,400 1 ounce $20 gold piece, and this will be coming towards the end of March when we give it away. But the beautiful thing about this is it is an amazingly beautiful piece of gold currency. And it is worth about $1,400 as of Friday's close in the gold markets. And all you have to do to win is to be registered and have your name drawn. And everybody that does register, we are going to give to them, and I didn't get to mention this in the first hour, the 2018 Financial Survival Pack from Landmark Capital. Now, they have a number of white papers. They also have an insider's newsletter that people that, you know, their clients and stuff that they've been working with for years are privileged to have. You're going to be given a complimentary one-year subscription of that. There's a number of things in the survival pack that's going to be really cool, but it's valued at about $180. Yours free when you register for the contest, and then beyond that, you'll be registered to potentially win the $1,400 gold piece by the end of the end of the contest when we draw the name somewhere around March 31st. Okay, and as we wait for Georgie to reconnect with us, maybe the internet was causing the problem. We're not exactly sure. Her picture looked fine. It was just the audio was a little choppy. And since we are still primarily a radio show at Kevin McCullough Radio, because we're on some 300 great radio stations across the country, and the Biz TV came along a few years later and said, hey, let's put you on TV as well. We're grateful for all of the audience to join us. We had tested with Georgie just before the show, but evidently there was a little bit of the of her audio that just wasn't, I don't know if it was her microphone not connected well or what. Anyway, 888-340-3373 is our phone number. You're always welcome to be part of the conversation. There are a number of things that I do want to discuss with her that she's written about. Net neutrality, one of them. And a lot of people misunderstand what net neutrality was about, and they actually believe it's the opposite of what it actually is. And I'll have Georgie explain some of that as we get closer to being able to reconnect with her. She also wrote about this incredible story of this NASCAR driver, Lewis Hamilton. Now, I don't know NASCAR from a hole in the ground. You could tell me 15 names of famous NASCAR racers, and I wouldn't know any of them. But evidently, Lewis Hamilton's a big deal. He's won a few races. He's kind of a big shot. And at one point in time, he was shooting camera with his phone. He sees his nephew. I guess he's at his nephew's birthday party or something, and his nephew has a dress on. And he says on camera to him, well, boys shouldn't wear that. Like, kind of, you know, tells him, you know, basically shouldn't be doing that. And then he went and put it on his social media, at which point the LGBTQ community of America lost their God-given brains and just decided to go after him. Well, he then had to issue some sort of apology. And I thought, that's a weird thing to feel like you have to do. Why do you have to do that? I don't think you should have to do that. Have we reached the point in time where you have to say you're sorry for saying to a 10-year-old boy you shouldn't be wearing a dress? If one of my kids' friends came over to the house, one of their guy friends, my 7 year old, and he had some of his buddies over, and one of them said, "Hey, let's play dress up and put on princess outfits," I would be like, "No, we don't do that in this house. That's not going to be done." And I don't care who would have said anything about it. There's problems that you can avoid, and then there's some that you just don't need to ever encounter. And I think that this is one that, and maybe you shouldn't put it online. Maybe that was the bigger problem. It's fine to have the values, but if you know you're going to be a target, there's a difference in wisdom there. And then she also had some thoughts on the NFL, which, of course, the season's now into the post, and it's going to be interesting to see who goes where and when. The wild card game's underway this weekend, et cetera. By the way, I'm undefeated on picks so far. We'll see how long that lasts, but that's where I'm at currently. Anyway, it's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. We're glad you're with us, and we're awaiting reconnection with our guest in the ladies' lounge tonight, Georgie Borman. We look forward to talking with her in just a matter of minutes on the other side of this break. 888-348-3373. You want to join the conversation, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And, of course, you can get all of our broadcasts by going to TheBingeThinker.com. Join our social media. Sign up for all the podcasts, etc., etc. That's where you...
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What a little moonlight can do.
If you're watching on Biz TV, looking at that picture right there and seeing all that snow piled up to the side, just a wonderful reminder that when I leave the studio tonight, it's still freezing. It's going to be down to like 1 degree in New York tonight. And so the whole family's asking me this afternoon, do we have to go to church tomorrow? Like, they like being Eskimos, I guess, living in the igloo that is. I had to go put curtains in front of our dining room because there's not like a heat source in the dining room. Like, the boiler doesn't go to the dining room. And there are windows and a back porch door back there. I had to put curtains up between the doorway that goes into the dining room and the rest of the house because it was so cold just in the dining room. Anyway, first world problems, I guess. But it is a cold one. Be careful if you're out there, and thank you for being with us. Okay, so I think we have Georgie Borman back, who is our guest tonight in the ladies' lounge. And I'm trusting that she is returned with us. Do we have her, guys? I don't see the split screen as of yet.
I'm here.
Oh, there she is. All right. Hey, Georgie, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here. So what we like to do is get to know the contributors to the Ladies Lounge a little bit. And I had asked you before your microphone froze up on you to tell us a little bit about your life. Because I think when people hear the worldview and the thought come out in the writing and in the interview, they kind of want to know the context of where that's coming from. So who are you, Georgie Borman?
Who am I? I am a mother. I'm a Christian, and both of those things inform my worldview more than anything else. And I love to write. I got into this because I'm a writer first. I'm not a news junkie first. And I want to shape the news and give it to you in a way that makes sense, and it's obviously informed by my worldview.
Well,
that's just what I love to do. So.
Well, the people that contribute to the Federalist, now it's not a faith-based publication, but there are a lot of you that have strong faith that does kind of undermine or under support it undergirds the worldview of the larger argument. And I wrote about this in my first book, for Georgie, that I don't think you can actually be, you can be a liberal and not believe in much of anything. But in order to be a conservative, I think the biggest difference between the right and left is that people that are on the right, particularly serious people, whether they are traditional Jews, Catholics, evangelicals, there's a similarity in that they all believe that there is a God and that his presence, that his mere existence matters on some level. Is that kind of the view of your publication?
I can't speak for the publication. I can only speak for myself, but absolutely for me personally, and from what I've read from a lot of other contributors to the Federalist, is that is definitely the case. When you believe in a power that's greater than yourself, that there is someone beyond humanity, and this isn't just all there is, you can't help but have your worldview be shaped by that.
Right. Well, and I think that that's important for people to contextualize because, again, as we talk about these things going forward, context matters. It really doesn't. And you look at the two political kind of halves of the brain of the American mind, and you really do have that kind of stark difference. One, you can see almost no trace of anything eternal, important, God-fearing, etc. And then in the other side, you can almost trace within every single issue. So, for instance, during the tax reform debate, I got into a lot of discussions, both at Fox and on the radio, with people saying, tax reform isn't just a fiscal issue. This is a moral issue. To have people have large amounts of their work confiscated, to me, violates a very important principle that I think that a man is worthy of his hire, and that's something that the Bible teaches me. So even things like tax reform and things that are typically not thought of as being, quote, religious oriented issues have a moral component to them.
Yes, that's absolutely true, and it's interesting that you mentioned tax reform, because I did write recently about the child tax credits and the earned income tax credit, and I do approach that morally. I think that it is wrong to take from Peter and give to Paul just because Paul has children. So, you know, there's just one example of a way to look at it.
Yeah. No, well, and that's what makes this discussion so much fun. Okay, so we lost you for the first segment. We're going to keep you an extra segment on the back end of this if your schedule will allow. But there's three kind of big stories that you've written about that I wanted to get into tonight. And let's start with the most immediate one. Wild Card Weekend is underway, and football is being played. And even as we discuss right now, the Rams and the Falcons are slugging it out, and it's a really close game. You recently went to a game, and I don't think on your end of the country either, but you had an interesting experience. Tell us about some of the observations you took away from that.
Right. So we went to a Seahawks versus Jaguars game down in Florida, and it was a lot colder than I expected. So apparently we brought the weather with us. So it was already
thanks
cold.
For nothing, pal. Appreciate
yes.
it.
It really heated up when we left, too. So we were there. We were really excited to be there. We got to watch all the warm-ups, and we were fairly close to the Seahawks end zone. And there were a lot of other Seahawks fans there. Like, so my husband and I obviously are Seahawks fans.
Right.
And we were ecstatic to be around these other people and to cheer on our team in a different city. But unfortunately, there were some people who had tailgated just a little bit too hard. I mean, this guy was a couple seats over, and he was so intoxicated, he could not even talk. And then he proceeded to vomit on the seat in front of him, which belonged to a small child.
Oh.
So the people around us were not that happy about it. We were not that happy about it, but his buddy seemed a little bit belligerent, so we thought it was best to stay out of it. They were escorted out of the stadium, but then they tried to come back after halftime, and he wasn't really sobered up at that point, and his buddy had even more to drink, I think, because he was extremely belligerent, trying to start fights. And,
well, you know what they did? They got kicked out. They went to the van. They sat there, turned the radio on, and they cracked several more open before going
exactly.
back.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think this can really ruin people's experience. And all I'm asking is not that you stop being a fan. Like, be a fan, have a cold one, paint your face, scream on third down, do all of those things. I love watching football, and I do scream occasionally. I am what they call a woo girl. Unfortunately, embarrassingly. But you know what? You need to respect the people around you so that everybody else can have fun being a fan too.
Yeah.
That's the long and short of it.
Well, and it's pretty astounding that, I mean, the NFL had its share of problems this year, and some of them very deserved and some of them self-inflicted. There's such an astounding ability to forget that you're part of the human community when you're in public places. And
yes.
As we have gotten a more intrinsically selfish society, the ability to enjoy things like that in public with neighbors has become lessened considerably over this amount of time. And I think it's due to the loss of some basic moral ideas, like love your neighbor as yourself kind of thing. And who wants their kid getting vomited on from the guy that tailgated too hard ahead of time? Anyway, when we come back, net neutrality and a NASCAR driver that had to apologize but shouldn't have. Georgie Borman's my special guest in the ladies.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Just got a message during the break and said, Kev, looking at all the Biz TV shots tonight. Is it as cold as it looks? No, it's colder. It's cold. It's going to be, I think, overnight about 1 degree in New York City, lower than that in the surrounding boroughs and outer areas, and, of course, the wind chill probably 20 or 30 colder than that. But we are glad to be inside and warm. Glad you are as well. Thank you for being with us. Our first broadcast back in 2018. And pleased to have Georgie Borman starting the year with us, talking about some of the things she has written about in recent days at thefederalist.com. She's a senior contributor there. And you'll find that she's probably one of those people that, you know, you can't just really get a clear take on anything she has to say. She kind of beats around the bush. She's never really, you know, all that direct about anything. The reason I like her writing so much is because she is so zoned in on clarity. And Georgie, a couple of weeks ago, the net neutrality issue surfaced for about a half a second. And you saw people going, oh, my goodness, it's terrible. Trump is going to hijack the Internet, and all of a sudden things are going to stop working. I literally saw, like, warnings in some left-leaning blogs saying that that he was going to shut the Internet down. And I was like, first of all, you people don't know anything about what you're talking about. But for people that don't, net neutrality was a tricky issue because Obama did a masterful job of putting a name on something that was the opposite of what it was, did he not?
Yes, yes. And the panic is amazing. It's like people were treating this like Y2K, and then, you know, the FCC voted on it. It was a close vote, 3-2. But lo and behold, nothing has happened to our Internet.
Right.
We're still here. Like, aren't you just ecstatic that we're still here when obviously the apocalypse was upon us, and we just narrowly avoided somehow something that was really, truly sinister, which was going back in regulations 2 years. 2 years. Think
right.
about what your Internet was like 2 years ago, going back to that.
Well, Georgie, for people that are not techies, explain what the issue actually was and why Commissioner Pai's movement was actually the morally right thing to do.
Well, it's the morally right thing to do because light touch regulation is the best way to handle technology that changes so much. So it's like, well, it is a tricky issue. And I think the issue is that most people don't understand what is going on. And honestly, to get into the nuts and bolts of it, I think would be a little bit, you know, I can't say it as well as I said it in my article.
All right, they're good. People, go read it. My take on it is very simple. If government is allowed to pick the winners and choosers, and if you're comfortable with that, then net neutrality was your thing. My issue with it was that they actually said it was the opposite of what it was, and that was before the Obama administration came in and said, we're gonna force everyone in the space to, it was like Obamacare. We're going to force everybody to carry the same coverage for every customer regardless of what their needs are. And so there was no private industry incentive to, for instance, make faster speeds for people that wish to spend more to buy faster speeds. There was no incentive to innovate technology to allow better equipment to be housed. And you know what happened, Georgie, over the period of time, just the 2 years that they had it set up as officially the way that they were going to do it, you saw research and development at every one of the major IT companies cut all of their budgets back between 30-60%. Why? Because there was no incentive to innovate and to renovate their industry. Now you've got people going back to the drawing board saying, how can we make... Okay, and so people are like, well, you know, what if Facebook wants to charge you more dollars for what they're going to do? Well, then someone's going to come along and say, well, we'll do the same thing that they want to do, but we'll figure out how to do it cheaper and faster. In other words, the idea of net neutrality was we're going to choke every ounce of neutrality out of the equation so that nobody can get ahead. When in reality, what you want is you want the free market to be like, hey, let's explore, test, and marketplace all this stuff up the wazoo and back. And you did a great job explaining it in the piece as well. Okay, when we come back for our final segment with you, the story that I think is really kind of the it's just one of the craziest ones to over the course of the new year ending and the new year coming in, and it's the story of the NASCAR driver Lewis Hamilton and what happened. And
Formula One.
How he how he went down this path and ended up in this much trouble may have been he may have been able to avoid. But what message are we really sending to our kids if we pay any attention to the people that called him out? That's what we'll discuss next with Georgie Borman. And she's with us for bonus time because we had the trouble getting connected at the top of the hour. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We are live from New York. It is Radio Night Live, and you can join us online at TheBingeThinker.com. You can also check us out on social media, live on Facebook Live tonight as well. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
Thank you.
No. Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
KMC.
So glad to have you with us, and thankful for the Hot Sardines, our house band, who have these great sounds from the 1920s and 30s that they like to bless us with every Saturday night. And I hope you had fun with us during the holiday season. It was fun to dig out the Christmas records and such. Anyway, we're back. It's 2018, brand new season underway, brand new year underway. Hope it's a great year for you. We've got a lot to discuss and to get to, and I hope that you'll be with us. It's going to be wild because this election year is going to be mean and nasty, and people are going to do nasty, mean things, and some of them are even going to be on the other side of the political aisle. That's terrible. But it's true. It's the way it is. It's just the new era of politics, one of which that is so incredibly... I think painful to watch is all of the political correctness around very simple things that I've lost all patience with. So Lewis Hamilton, and I said before he was a NASCAR driver, I'm wrong, he was a Formula One driver, this last week or this last year had an interesting thing happen because he videotaped something, he said something to his nephew, and it went everywhere. Georgie Borman is our guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight from TheFederalist.com. She's written about this, and you can read about it in her archive there. But Georgie, for people that missed the story, tell us what happened.
Right. So he posted on Instagram, he posted a story about his nephew, who looks very young, he's a toddler, and he was wearing a dress. And he said to his Instagram audience, he said, "Guys, I'm so sad right now. Look at my nephew." And he turns to his nephew is giggling, having a good time. He's wearing a pink and purple princess dress and with a wand and waving it around and just having a good time. He goes, "Did you get that for Christmas?" And he kind of nods, and then he says, "Well, boys don't wear princess dresses." And so the kid, he kind of covers his ears. He still seems like he's playing and turns away. It was all very tongue-in-cheek, not like he was seriously getting mad at his nephew or anything. It was all, sure, very flippant. Then the internet mob with their pitchforks and torches came after him, and soon after he basically issued a retraction saying that, that wasn't okay, and, it's not okay in this day and age to stereotype or marginalize anyone or tell them what they can and can't be, et cetera, et cetera. So in a sense, his post was pretty dumb, but it's not for the reason that the LGBT activists who came after him, it's not for that reason that boys should be wearing princess dresses. It's that you're exposing a small child to the internet mob and to people who would like to push their agenda and exploit your child's innocent play dress up for their own agenda.
Yeah.
So that is why his post is stupid.
Well, and it was, I thought, this is particularly hard for me, Georgie. I'm going to just be real blunt about this. I've got a 7-year-old boy, I've got a 5-year-old boy, I've got a 3-year-old daughter. 3-year-old daughter just got her first princess skirt and wand and crown and glass slippers, as she likes to call them, although they're plastic see-through. She thinks they're glass. And she, since the day she opened them, she has every day worn them around the house without fail. On top of whatever else she's wearing, she's got to have her princess stuff on, and she has just had the best time of all. Well, every now and then, the 5-year-old or the 7-year-old may walk through, look at the crown, pick it up, put it on their head, wave the wand in the air. Neither of them have tried to put the skirt on. But I say to myself, this is not going down when they were like, "Hey, look at me, I'm a princess, and like I'm shaking this wand and I'm making this thing happen," and so forth. There shouldn't be anything wrong with a parent saying to a nephew or to a cousin or to a son or a daughter, "Look, in this house, boys are boys and girls are girls, and we do boy things and girl things." Why is that such a threat to the mob that came after Lewis Hamilton?
I think it's a threat because that is the norm, and that is the destination that the vast majority of young children will head down. They will grow up to lead normal heterosexual lives. But if you want to change the future and really impact the future, you need a lot of those kids to grow up to be trans, to grow up to be, you know, quote unquote, non-binary, gender fluid, to grow up to be, you know, gay and lesbian and all these things, because this is a movement for how we're going to redefine sexuality going forward. And children are the future. So again, this is why it's really important to protect children, especially young children, from being exposed to all of these ideas that they just can't handle. When you're 3 or 4 or even 5 years old, your abstract reasoning is just not there yet. All that's going to come across is really that somebody wants you to dress and act a certain way. Like, you haven't really formulated deep down to your core that you know, you are in the wrong body or something like that. So children are so impressed. And that is not a reason to say, oh, we're just going to be hands off. We're going to let them do whatever they want and be non-binary parents. No, but it's a reason to give them solid examples of right. What men are like, what women are like, and how to just go about leading a healthy heterosexual lifestyle.
I wonder sometimes in the, because you know the Me Too and the No More and all those movements that kind of got all the headlines in the last 20 weeks of 2017. I wonder how many of those problems were at least partially attributable to our desire as a culture to minimize what men and women, what being a man and a woman means, what it looks like, what proper propriety between men and women identifies as. It doesn't really seem like it would make a direct connection to the trans argument, but when you kind of realize that men are acting badly simply because they have the power to, and because they've kind of been told your actions aren't really relevant, like if you get us pregnant, we can just get an abortion. It's not a big deal. Like, we've minimized everything that's significant about the male-female union. And so is it any wonder that kids are kind of all over the map in terms of going, hey, I wonder what that's all about?
Yeah, I think that's a great point, especially not just abortion, but the technology that's coming down the pipe with artificial wombs and already, you know, with IVF and things like that. Like, our world is so much different. It's so different from what it was 50, right. 60 years ago.
Yep.
I think that's absolutely a point that
Georgie, I appreciate that. And thank you for coming back and being with us. We'll have you on a lot.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it.
but it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
It's Kevin McCullough. What are we focusing in on there, Mr. Nick? What were you showing there on the TV? Was it the balance of nature? Was it these beautiful supplements that I have taken that have gotten me through the entire cold spell? Actually, I put a post up on the social media about the balance of nature fruits and vegetables, and this really crabby woman who just, I don't know what her problem is, but she's like,
who says that fruits and vegetables are good for you? Do you have any proof of that?
I said, well, yeah, there's actually this huge folder of peer-reviewed studies. I'm actually going to photograph some of these and stick them in, but from major universities and all kinds of things that have been done. And I said, you know,
nobody's proven that dehydrated vegetables and fruits have all the vitamins.
Well, except that they have, and they've actually done that. And here's the main thing. Balance of Nature, who you hear me talk about all the time, actually doesn't guarantee that they'll cure anything. But everything that people suffer from when they go on them begins to improve. So I've had friends that struggled with MS. They've seen their symptoms almost completely be eliminated. I have friends who, some of them are quite famous, actually. In fact, there's a set of parents of one of the most popular rock stars on the planet that I've introduced this to. Hep C is in the equation. All symptoms of Hep C have been negated. Now, the virus never leaves the body, but they have been able to overcome that and rebuild the liver because of the fruits and vegetables. Friends, I'm not asking you to believe something that I don't personally take for myself, number one. Number two, I want you to know that there's tons of research that have gone into this, peer study after peer study, and we'll be posting more of that on the social media in the days to come. But I want to remind you, you can get 2 free months of fruits and vegetables when you call tonight, 800-246-8751, and say, I was listening to Kevin McCullough. He was talking about the 2 free sets. I want to get that. Would you call, would you tell me how to do that? 800-246-8751. Use my promo code KMC when you call. I take these every single day. I've got my kids on them now. The colds, the viruses, the flus, all that stuff this year, much, much reduced. And even when they did come down with some really bad stuff, I was not sickened by it because I was protected because my immune system is pumping the way it's supposed to because I'm taking 31 fruits and vegetables, 10 servings worth, in every daily dose. So try them for yourselves. 800-246-8751. And Balance of Nature, one of our tremendous sponsors that are coming back for 2018, helping to make sure that Radio Night Live is here for you every single week. And I hope that you'll join us every Saturday night because we have lots of really important things to talk about. It's an election year. We're going to have a lot of things to stay on top of as the race goes back and forth. The Russia collusion cases, front page stories, weather, hurricanes, all kinds of stuff that you can imagine. And we're going to be on it every Saturday night live from Kevin McCullough and right here in our studios in New York. Have a great week and a very, very happy 2018 to you.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When you register.